Good morning. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, August 5th. I'm Abe Madcore. Certainly a tough weekend in the United States with the incidents in El Paso and in Dayton. And then you come in this morning and read that longtime NFL reporter Don Banks died suddenly yesterday at the age of 57. He was in Canton, Ohio, covering the Hall of Fame ceremonies. He was one of the best NFL reporters out there. Of course, he had spent 17 years as part of Sports Illustrated's NFL coverage team. And on Sunday, I read that he had recently been hired by the Las Vegas Review-Journal to cover the NFL for that publication. And then to come in and hear that he had died suddenly, certainly a tough, tough morning here. Spent time with Don over the years. Saw him most recently at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. He was a true pro's pro. This also comes as LA Times NFL columnist Sam Farmer, again, a longtime friend of Don, was presented with the Dick McCann Award on Saturday. So that was a great honor for Sam Farmer's brilliant career. But I'm sure he just feels devastated, like a lot of us, after hearing the news of his good friend Don Banks. So let me just say, speaking on behalf of SBJ and SBD, we will miss Don Banks. Let's move on to soccer, where the women's national team opened their post-World Cup domestic tour over the weekend at the Rose Bowl. They got more than 37,000 there for their 3-0 victory over Ireland. I take out of that that there's a lot of enthusiasm around this team. Kobe Bryant was at the game, so was FIFA President Gianni Infantino. Many in the crowd chanted equal pay during the match. So again, this team will continue to play their victory tour or their exhibition tour, and it shows that there's a lot of interest and enthusiasm around this team, and I think it will continue to be a story as we go over the next couple of months. Meanwhile, another attendance record broken in Atlanta as Atlanta United set an MLS regular season attendance record of more than 72,500 for Saturday's win over the Galaxy at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The United are an amazing story. They just keep continuing to top their records, and the appetite and enthusiasm for soccer in Atlanta shows no sign of slowing down. So this comes, as I'm sure you've read plenty of them, but Don Garber celebrating his 20th year as commissioner. It's hard to believe that 1999, the former NFL executive joined MLS. To see the growth of that league in his 20 years has been remarkable. There were a lot of good stories over the weekend, a good Q&A with Ken Belson in the New York Times on Sunday, where Garber pretty honestly and refreshingly talked about the highs and lows and challenges of his 20 years. It's a pretty good read that you want to check out. Let's shift to the NFL. You'll see a lot of numbers related to training camp attendance, a lot of fan festivals. The numbers were all pretty good. Here's a story that caught my eye over the weekend. Titans controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk on Friday said that she is not looking to replace Nissan Stadium in downtown Nashville. She instead is looking at a renovated facility in the future. Why is this important? Well, the team's lease at Nissan Stadium runs out after the 2029 season. Yes, that's a long time, but there has to be a lot of planning for new facilities. I liken Nashville to the issue in Charlotte. Similar buildings, both downtown. Panthers owner David Tepper told SBJ just 2 weeks ago that he is looking to build a retractable roof stadium in downtown Charlotte. Meanwhile, Strunk said she's not looking for a new building. She's looking at the Hard Rock Stadium model. She called that a very interesting model and one that we need to keep looking further at to make improvements. What is she referring to there? Well, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, the extensive renovation that Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel did for the Dolphins. That included new seating, new social zones, a canopy, a lot of work on the ingress egress. So obviously the Titans not looking for a new facility right now, but more about a renovated Nissan Stadium in the future. I want to end on a couple of quick hitters. This broke late Friday from the Wall Street Journal, but it is very important. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Endeavor is delaying its IPO until September as it works to finalize its $700 million acquisition of On Location Experiences. If completed, the deal for On Location would help Endeavor's push to diversify its revenue base. Not surprising, that deal for On Location, which we reported in SBJ at around April, has still not been completed. So Endeavor wants to get that deal done, get that earnings and EBITDA on the books before they go forward with their IPO. And as we talk about a lot of podcasts out there, here's one that's launching today. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith will launch his podcast. It will be a monthly podcast that launches today. He said he'll cover all aspects of an athletic department's role and the relationship with the university and the role of the athletic director. So count me in on watching that. So a lot going on this Monday, August 5th. Hard to believe it's August. Again, our sympathies and our thoughts are with the family of late NFL writer Don Banks, who died yesterday at the age of 57. I'm Abe Madcore. We'll talk to you on the Buzzcast again tomorrow morning.